October 18th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I have been speaking to you about the corruption in the world, in governments, in the church, in every walk of human life. This is all the result of man's bad choices, decisions based upon self-love and not love of me. Disordered self-love is always based upon pride. Pride is the door to Satan's heart. The enemy disguises this doorway and his every activity as good. In the long run, it is always sin that is his objective. He has many tactics, many ways of inviting the soul to sin. He uses people, entertainment, and politics, to name a few. His goal is never towards the welfare of humanity, but towards the demise of every soul. I speak here so as to warn mankind of the enemy's presence in your midst. Therefore, make your decisions wisely, not to please man or self, but to please me. Please me by obeying my commandments. Begin your day by resolving to do so. Every present moment carries with it choices. Recognize where your choices are leading you." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 16. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.